Now, if you're traveling around the country and you want a bartender to know you're from Wisconsin, just order a Brandy Old Fashioned Sweet. The drink is a classic here in the state and strange and puzzling for most of the rest of the world. There's a classic recipe, sure, but mixologists around Wisconsin have been putting their own twists on the Old Fashioned for decades. Our next guest traveled around the state to find some of those unique variations, and you can join in with your favorite. Where's the best place to get an Old Fashioned, and what's your favorite spin on the drink? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Laura Schulte is a reporter for the USA Today Network Wisconsin, based in Wausau. Among other things, she's the cocktail reporter. Nice work if you can get it. She joins us from our studio in Wausau. Laura, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
Well, what's the basic Old Fashioned? What goes into it?
So the basic Old Fashioned, going back, you know, to the early 1900s, late 1800s, we're talking, you know, you've got your base of either brandy or you've got your base of whiskey or bourbon, a little bit of sweetness maybe, but usually it was just those bitters and the alcohol that went in there.
And then there's the Brandy Old Fashioned Sweet.
Yeah, so the Brandy Old Fashioned Sweet, or sour, depending on your preferences, came about during and after Prohibition in Wisconsin. So the research I did shows that people in Wisconsin did not want to stop drinking alcohol when the country forbid it. So they were getting their alcohol, they were distilling it themselves, or they were bringing it across the Canadian border. But it turns out that alcohol that they had during Prohibition was like pretty gross, so they wanted to mask those flavors. So they made it sweeter. They added fruit and they added all of that sugar to mask the flavor of the alcohol. And that just stuck around after Prohibition ended, and Wisconsin never lost that sweet tooth for their drinks.
And it's the Brandy Old Fashioned here. Are we clear on why it's brandy here and basically nowhere else?
Yeah, the love for brandy actually is rooted in Wisconsin's heritage. So Wisconsin was made up of a lot of European immigrants. And the World's Fair, the Korbel brothers, brought in their new brandy that they had just started making. And all of these Wisconsinites were in Chicago for the World's Fair. And they were like, hey, this brandy is pretty great. This is what our ancestors drank. This is what we like. So they took the Korbel back to Wisconsin, to Milwaukee, wherever they were from. And people loved it. And it caught on. And now Wisconsin is like one of the major drinkers of Korbel brandy. Like, there are like certain rumors that like Wisconsin has its own like shipping dock for Korbel brandy and stuff like that. But we certainly do have a taste for the alcohol.
So we've got the brandy and we've got this fruitier, sweeter Old Fashioned thanks to the nasty Prohibition era booze that no one wanted to taste. So the standard, what goes in it? We've got the muddled cherries. What is the key to your basic brandy Old Fashioned sweet now?
So your basic brandy Old Fashioned sweet, you're going to start out with a cherry and simple syrup or a sugar cube, depending on what bar you go to, and then an orange, and you keep the flesh of the orange on the rind. But when you muddle it, you only make sure to crush that flesh of the orange so you don't get any of that bitterness out of the peel. And then you throw in your brandy and your bitters. It's usually your Angostura bitters are the typical ones, but yeah, and then it's mixed together, and depending on ice, some places will do blocks of ice because they melt slower and dilute slower, and some places will use chipped ice because it kind of helps take that bitter edge off of the alcohol when you drink it.
And then I've known bartenders who traveled around trying different places, Old Fashions, and seeing if they could replicate them. There's the basic recipe, and then everybody seems to want to put their own spin on it, right?
Oh, yeah.
We're talking to Laura Schulte, reporter and cocktail reporter for USA Today Network Wisconsin. She's in our Wausau studio today talking about the Brandy Old Fashioned here in Wisconsin. She checked out a few unique permutations around the state. If you'd like, you can join in if you have a favorite Old Fashioned, a favorite place and time to drink it, and a favorite version of it that you make or purchase. Call in at 800-642-1234. Now, Laura, you checked out, you featured a few different ones really across the state. Let's start in Green Bay, a bar called The Libertine, and you say they hand cut their ice there.
Yeah, so every day before the bar opens, they go in and they hand cut their ice, and it's a very painstaking process. They have, you know, hand saws, and then they have to cut it down to the exact right dimension. There's a science actually behind it about how fast the ice will melt when it's in a certain shape and a certain size. So that's this beginning. Usually people don't get to see the cutting process. We got a little sneak peek because it's usually done before the bars open every day. But yeah,
well, it's not a secret. It's just they do it before you're there.
Yeah. But even the ice is down to a perfect science. The ice has to be perfectly see-through with, you know, without any kind of dilution in there before they'll even put it in the drink. It's very fine-tuned down to a science, but it goes in a wonderful old-fashioned.
And then La Cave in La Crosse, hickory-smoked old-fashions?
Yeah, that was definitely one of the coolest experiences. So they start with hickory wood chips that have either been soaked in bourbon or gin, depending on the time of the year. They light those on fire, and then they extinguish it with the glass, and they leave the glass sitting over the smoke for a while so it condensates and kind of runs down the sides. And while they make their old-fashioned, and they make their own bitters there. They don't use any fruit in the old-fashioned. It's all flavors from the bitters. So you'll get your typical bitters flavor, and then they have some orange bitters, some coffee bitters, so you get a lot of different tastes on the palate with that. And then the whole old-fashioned goes into the glass, and you get that really, really smoky aroma in there.
Wow.
And it hits your tongue and your nose at about the same time. It's kind of like drinking a campfire, but it's really pleasant.
Let's bring on a caller now. Daniel is on the line in Door County. Daniel, hi.
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. What do you got for us, Daniel?
I'm actually a bartender in Sister Bay, Wisconsin, at a place called JJ's, and we muddle our old-fashioned the old-fashioned way. But a couple of years ago, I devised a new drink in which, instead of using sugar, I used artificial sweetener.
Is there a demand for this?
Well, it was quite funny because I named it the Ryan Braun. At the time, the disgraced outfielder was serving a steroid suspension.
Right, so right, yeah.
It was very popular. But the drink is incredibly popular. It's amazed at how folks love it.
Artificial sweetener. So you don't, I don't like artificial sweetener usually. That doesn't put people off?
Oh, the thing was, it was more of a joke than anything. But
people,
you know,
like
folks
it.
Folks were drinking it. So there's been a bunch of different variations that we've used. But we just pretty much make the classic one.
Gotcha. Daniel, thanks for calling. I want to get another bartender. It looks like Mark is with us in Eau Claire. Mark, hi.
Hi, I'm not the bartender.
Oh, you're not.
I met an interesting bartender at a bar in the Twin Cities, a hotel bar. When he found out I was from Wisconsin, he asked if I wanted an old-fashioned. and he said, I said, I'm in sales. He said, watch this. And so he poured the bitters in a martini glass, you know, the white martini glass, and then he lit it and swirled it around. And so in about 30 seconds, he had 10 more people trying to figure out what he was making and ordering old-fashioned for that sale.
Fantastic, Mark. Thank you so much. And, Laura, I want to get to one more. You went to a Drink Wisconsinably in Milwaukee, I think it was, and they tried to really do a perfect straight-up old-fashioned.
Oh, yeah. They have a great old-fashioned there. You can either get one out of the bubbler, which for those of you who don't know what a bubbler was, I didn't when I moved to Wisconsin. It's a water fountain in other parts of the country. But yeah, the old-fashioned mix comes straight out of the bubbler. It's made by Soul Boxer, which is a Wisconsin company. And they put your choice of sweet or sour soda in there, which is also made in Wisconsin, and put some ice in there, and you get it that way. Or they can hand muddle an old fashioned for you, which turns out it's a little bit sweeter when they do it that way, but still delicious. And they garnish it with a cherry and a cheese curd.
And Laura, before we wrap up, just briefly, are you old fashioned out after this research? Or are you still looking for more?
You know what? I wasn't a huge old fashioned drinker to begin with. And now I can say that confidently that every bar I go to, I order an old fashioned.
We'll leave it there, Laura. Thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Laura Schulte, cocktail reporter and a reporter in general for the USA Today Network, Wisconsin, based in Wausau.